We're going to turn now to Haiti. The country had been slowly emerging from the destruction after the 2010 earthquake. But Hurricane Matthew last week stopped that progress. The World's Amy Bracken is in Dom-Marie in the southwest of the country, which was the area hardest hit by Matthew. The damage and loss are devastating, and the fear now is the spread of waterborne cholera, which is already killing people there.
Everybody's talking about this. Aid workers, doctors, and just random people that I'm talking to on the street have been talking about this. They're terrified of cholera getting worse around here. They're terrified of people getting it, not being able to be taken to a clinic. Water is really a number one need right now. There's been a tremendous amount of water contamination, and there's just a lack of clean drinking water. So groups are coming in. They're trying to repair wells. They're trying to go to the source of where people are getting their water and chlorinating the water. They're also bringing in aqua tabs. So this, fortunately, this does seem to be a pretty big priority for a number of aid groups.
So southwestern Haiti is one long peninsula, and I gather the only bridge across a key river has been destroyed. So how is aid actually getting across to the far western tip of the island? How did you get across?
Well, the river seemed like the biggest stumbling block at one point, and it really isn't anymore. We got across just by driving through because the water has gone down so much. So most 4x4 vehicles aren't going to have any problem getting through. I was told that the big problem would be that there would be sort of a pileup with all the aid convoys trying to make it through. And we were amazed that in this long journey over in this direction, we didn't actually see, maybe we saw one aid vehicle. So one issue is security, that there have been reports of people setting up roadblocks to try to get some of that aid along the way, and some reports of robberies. And so the police sent out an alert saying that everybody should really check in with them before bringing aid to the area, and that they should get a police escort. And so that's really delayed the aid getting in, at least on land.
Right. So now that you're on the tip of the western part of the island in Dom-Marie, do you feel like some of that aid has gotten there?
Oh, very little of it. I mean, I think aid groups are working very hard, and I've seen them around. They are trying to assess what the needs are and how to deliver them as quickly as possible. But there is just such an enormous need. I mean, this is a huge swath of land. So it's going to take a very long time for the aid to reach people here. And they're going to be in need for a very long time. For example, here at the cacao cooperative, they're saying it might take 4 years for them to get their cacao farming up and running again.
So that's cacao beans being grown there in western Haiti. I mean, what about the people? I mean, how are they coping?
Well, the people are coping by trying to build back their roofs. First of all, that's a number one thing because, you know, people have had much of their goods destroyed by rain coming in through their gaping open roofs. So they're trying to put tin back on if they can get it. They're hoping to get plastic sheeting as well, which is coming in. And people are hoping to get water. They're trying to find clean sources of water for drinking. Looking for new ways of farming, too, how they're going to feed themselves in the future. So some of the cacao farmers are talking about maybe switching over to maize and beans for a period before they can get back into planting the cacao trees just so they can survive.
Wow, that suggests that the damage to the farms and other crops is bad.
Oh, it's absolutely devastating. It's unbelievable. Coconut trees, avocado trees, breadfruit, just so many different kinds of fruits and vegetables that people have relied on for generations. They're just decimated.
What about the emotional trauma? Because a lot of people died.
A lot of people did die, and the exact number is very unclear still because it's so hard to get out and get to the remote areas to find out. But what I'm hearing more from people is the fear of many more people dying because of the cholera outbreak.
Oh, wow. Amy, we reached you on a cell phone, but it was not easy. What about people on the island? Have they had any luck communicating with friends and family to make sure they're safe?
Well, when I was in Port-au-Prince a couple of days ago, I spoke to many people who asked me to check on family and friends while I was out here because they hadn't heard from them. Since then, just in the last day or so, there has been an improvement in communications. I mean, just the fact that I'm able to speak with you on cell phone in Dom-Marie now, that's a big step forward.
The World's Amy Bracken in Dom-Marie. Thanks very much, Amy.
Thank you so much, Marco.